Good morning, the front and upper level energy that brought all the rain to the area yesterday swept off the eastern seaboard overnight last night and allowed a clearing trend to take place. We had areas of fog develop during the overnight hours as temperatures dip back into the 50s and lower 60s, and that's where we are starting the day today. We'll have a good deal of sunshine through the morning and into the afternoon as a small bubble of high pressure builds in temporarily. It'll keep us dry today and allow us to warm up with a westerly wind flow at times gusting over 20 miles per hour. Readings will be in the lower to mid-80s on average for afternoon highs. A weak disturbance will begin to approach tonight and skies will cloud up. We run the risk of a passing shower overnight as lows drop back to around 60. A more substantial area of energy will pivot through during the day tomorrow, and its associated cool pool of air overhead will touch off scattered showers and maybe even a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Otherwise, we'll have in-and-out sunshine and a blustery northwest wind flow as highs remain in the middle and upper 70s. Another trough of low pressure will bring more widespread scattered showers to our area on Wednesday. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy. It'll be quite blustery and even cooler, with highs staying in the middle to upper 60s. We'll lose some of the rain showers Thursday, but stick with a mix of sun and clouds and a breeze and the cool air, with temperatures staying in the mid-60s on Thursday afternoon before we begin a rebound on Friday and into the weekend. We'll look for a mix of sun and clouds Friday afternoon with dry weather in the lower 70s, and a couple of disturbances approaching from the west on Saturday and Sunday may touch off a few showers, but high temperatures will bounce back into the middle 70s both weekend days. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is tracking Tropical Storm Colin, located about 360 miles west-southwest of Tampa, Florida. Colin is moving toward the north-northeast near 14 miles per hour, and a turn toward the northeast with an increase in forward speed is expected today. A rapid northeastward motion is expected tonight and tomorrow, and on this track, the center of Colin is forecast to approach the coast of the Florida Big Bend area this afternoon or evening, move across portions of Florida and southeastern Georgia early tomorrow morning, and move near the southeastern coast of the United States later in the day tomorrow. Reports from an Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft indicate that maximum sustained winds have increased to near 50 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some additional slow strengthening is possible during the next 48 hours. A tropical storm warning is in effect for Indian Pass to Inglewood, Florida on the west coast, and also from Altamaha Sound to Sebastian Inlet on the east coast of Florida north into Georgia. Colin is expected to produce rainfall amounts of 3 to 5 inches with isolated maximum totals of 8 inches possible across the northeastern Yucatan Peninsula, western Cuba, western northern Florida, southeastern Georgia, and coastal areas of the Carolinas through tomorrow. The combination of a storm surge and the tide will cause normally dry areas near the coast to be flooded by rising waters. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 42 degrees, with a west wind at 11 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly sunny and 28 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 61 degrees, the dew point 57. 87% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.60 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 120 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 35 at Leadville, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 71 degrees, the low 64, the average temperature 68, that's 4 degrees above normal. 1.29 inches of rain yesterday in Albany for the month, 1.29, that's 64 hundredths above normal, and 12.05 inches now for the year, which is still 3.38 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 75 degrees, the average low 54, the record high 94 set in 1925, and the record low 38 in 1971. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:31 p.m. 15 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and warm today, with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm today, with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and warm today, with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and warm today, with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and warm today, with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, with a scattered shower or thunderstorm from time to time in the middle to upper 70s. More clouds and wind on Wednesday, cooler with a passing shower, mid to upper 60s. Mid-60s, breezy and cool Thursday, partly sunny. A mix of sun and clouds back to the lower 70s Friday, and mid-70s with a chance of showers over the weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.